This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here, continuing a tradition. Been on the radio for 23 or 24 years. I've been doing this for 15 years. Richie, how long have I been doing this?
Oh, longer than that, sir. This show?
Longer than that. Yeah.
Well, I've been with you for 21, so.
I've been that long. Okay, well, at any rate, we have some broadcast experts here. Victoria Keelan from the DJV show is here, along with Joe Crummy, who has been a laudable broadcaster for most of his 79 years. He's done a fine job of being an expert on, what is the old expression? I'm an expert on nothing, but I have plenty to say. And he does, as a broadcast radio professional. He does a podcast every single day, 7 days a week. Somebody has to do it. And
keeping
so, as
you
evil
informed
as he is, he's evil, and his evil thoughts is available at iTunes or wherever good records are sold. wherever you find your podcast, there you go.
It's available. Lots of different platforms.
It
it's everywhere.
Yes, it is. Platforms, including the 810 to Tulsa. You'll find it on the platform right there. Meanwhile, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Did we decide last week we were starting at the top of this list, Richie?
We did. I think it's much better because that way we actually spend some quality time on the top.
Quality
time.
Oh,
no, we're doing it backwards?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We're starting with number one first?
Yes, we're starting with number one.
Okay. Well, I thought, what about all the build-up? I mean, with the build-up and the excitement of who's number
Richie's
one?
We end up spending 7 minutes on topic number 10 and 60 seconds
that's
on
like
topic
choosing,
number one.
So. No, that's like choosing Miss America at the beginning of the show, and then going down to the
fine with that.
Months.
I got no problem with that.
Didn't Miss America get? What was there? Was some beauty pageants this week?
Miss USA.
Miss USA.
That's the one like without the talent.
Well, which one did Trump used to own?
Miss USA. The ones without the talent is the one he.
Oh, look at that! See how gleeful. Whenever there's a shot to be taken at Trump.
No, no, that's a shot at Miss USA. That's not a shot
Victoria
at Trump.
Is. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Miss America, they're the ones that have the talent portion, and they're usually dancers, or they play the cello or something, but the Miss USA, they just,
No. That's Showtime at the Apollo, where they do all the
right
stuff. Now, have you seen that show? Watch that show. Check it out. It is a good performance. I find it entertaining. Maybe it's because Steve Harvey is the host, and it's just not like the dance shows and The Voice and America's Got Talent or whatever it is.
Number one
this week.
I was just going to say that, you know, we're still not talking about number one.
Okay, all right. Calm down. Let's calm down, everybody.
That was amazing.
North Korea and the summit. What a shocker this has been to look at the letter Donald Trump sent to Kim Jong-un. I didn't realize Kim Jong-un could speak English, but apparently he can't because the letter went to him in English. Canceling the summit because he said bad things about Mr. Pompeo and the vice president. So you're a bunch of no-good so-and-so, so we're not going to come meet with you. And understanding the motivation behind Kim Jong-un.
Behind Kim Jong-un, I agree with Trump 100%. If you're about to go into a business dealing with somebody, and then you find out that they're talking smack about you behind your back, and you have the upper hand in this business dealing, and they need you, I would do the same thing.
But you know, the other
Trump
thing
is just,
well, the other part of this that didn't really seem to get reported is that the last meeting that our security officials were supposed to have with their security officials ahead of this June 12th meeting, the North Koreans stood us up. Our people were waiting there for, I think it was 2 hours or something, and they just stood us up. So really, they were already up to shenanigans.
So did Trump bait him into canceling? Was that it? There were some
people are saying Trump was baited into canceling by Kim Jong-un give an excuse or to separate us from our Asian allies.
Remember what we talked about this week on the show, and Jennifer laid it out perfectly the other day on the DJV show.
Jennifer Horn on the DJV show,
is that is that now North Korea is in a different circumstance had they not agreed to these talks in the first place. Because what this does now is this, we've pretty much said, you want to do talks, you've shown interest in talks, we will give you talks. But if you don't follow through with the talks, now we have another road to go down. And North Korea and Kim Jong-un has to understand that if these talks don't happen, it's a whole different ballgame than it was 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not a good
one. But how so, though? In what way do you mean? Because you could say this is all going to go back to pre-tweeting at each other, where this all started.
Because they had talked about regime change. And the United States and John Bolton and everybody's been on TV saying, you know, what do you think the play is with North Korea? Regime change. And that puts Kim Jong-un not in a good position, either in a jail cell or in a box. And I think he understands that if he toys with us on
but
this...
But wouldn't that have been more incentive for him to actually have the meeting then?
I think it would.
He's going to have the meeting. He's going to have the meeting.
It'll happen sooner.
I don't even think... Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to happen.
I think it's the art of the deal.
That's exactly what it is.
It's the art of the deal.
I'm the one with the leverage here, and I'm
got all the power.
Right, I'm going to restate this right now.
You will sit down in that corner, you will shut up.
Now, I understand that the North Koreans have been very... This is what I heard, that after they got the notice that the thing had been canceled, they were being very conciliatory because they realized that Trump had said no on this. They need this deal. They want this deal. Trump has the leverage. He knows it, and he's not afraid to use it. So look for the next couple of weeks or so. It'll be back on. But I think it's a good sign. Because it shows everybody's taking it seriously.
Right. All right, so there it is, the number one story and the end of our talk radio review. There it is,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is this anticlimactic now? Now it's like, okay.
Yeah, but now we spent 6 or 7 minutes on the number one story instead of...
Yeah, right. But it's...
Now do we start at number two?
Let me ask you, would you make love to your wife like that, Rich?
No comment.
No, seriously. I'm just saying. Right. Let's just get to the point. At least it's done now, baby. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll just move on. 13 after the hour. This is Memorial Day weekend.
I said
things to remember on Memorial Day. The Pentagon budget. There are all kinds of things. If you look at the top 10 this week, there are always references to what's going on. And the management senses to how our government's being run. I think one of the atrocious things this week, the combination of Memorial Day and all the things and people, more importantly, we have to remember on Memorial Day, military heroes that gave up all of their tomorrows so that we could have our tomorrows. In most circumstances, that's true, although you can argue, and I do, about the realities of modern-day wars, how they're started. I've done a lot of speculation and posted some things that were pretty unpopular at Facebook.com/DJVshow and on my own personal Facebook page about wars and why we have them. But that doesn't take away from the people who have given the ultimate sacrifice, no matter where they've been called upon to do it. So we don't discuss, you can if you want, but I don't discuss the negative side of this and the reasons why we ought not to have as many dead soldiers as we do, but the fact that we do and we pay tribute or acknowledge their service is something that Memorial Day is all about. It's not about a hot dog. It's not about a hamburger. It's not about any of those things. It's not about the grill and the barbecue. It's about these people who have given their lives, something to think about. And with that in mind, the promotion that has come from MyPillow this week, which really... kind of good. I like this American company. 1,500 people in Minnesota make these pillows. Fabulous. It's a fabulous product. So for this Memorial Day weekend, when you go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. If you are a member at the present time or you have in the past been a serviceman or a servicewoman in service to the country, this is a promotion you won't get by going into a store. You have to go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Normally you get 50% off of everything in the catalog. When you go to MyPillow.com, you can see all the things they have, mattresses and pillows, pillowcases, sheets, all kinds of things that are pillow-related or rest-related, and they're normally, with our code, 50% off. An extra 30% taken off if you are in service or have been in service. So that's the Memorial Day deal for a great American company. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh my gosh, no. Insomnia, please not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Number 9.
18, where are we? Oh, we're going to go back. Well, we're going to go back. I have to, okay. So, when I chuckle coming back, there are conversations that goes on while you're listening to those fabulous commercials that we're playing. There is conversation often among us. Rich McFadden is here, and Victoria Keelan, and Joe Crummy, talking about one of the aspects of these stories that we have in the world of talk radio are the people who are delivering the conversations. And sometimes there are, because we all know, this is a very small business. I've said, Joe, on many occasions when I was doing some kind of public appearance that had to do with the business that we're in, that there are only really 200 good jobs, maybe, in this country, in the world of news talk radio. And there's always somebody standing up waiting for that next chair to be emptied. So we know each other. Some of us, you know, we all get along, I think, pretty well. Like, some of us like each other. It's the same in any business. But when you talk about other people who are doing this for a living and their reputation, you were talking about Laura Ingraham. I'm more interested, it's very interesting what came out this week as to the president's relationship with Sean Hannity. Apparently they talk on the phone every day, sometimes a couple of times a day. He's one of the 9 people that can call into the switchboard and get directly to the president without going through any screeners.
So what'd you have for lunch?
I tuna sandwich. What'd you have, Rich?
Mr. President, what are you going to do for dinner?
It's not that interesting in the sense that I was reading one of Hannity's close friends that he's grown up with and is still friendly with was interviewed, I think, or gave a quote to the New Yorker or something like that early this week. And he said that it's really not surprising on a lot of levels because he grew up with Sean. He knows Sean, you know, definitely has stars in his eyes, that he is someone who can call the president of the United States, and that, you know, that he and Trump grew up in Queens, but in very separate, different areas, that they never would have crossed paths in their lives until this. So it's kind of an interesting psychological background of the two of them.
Yeah, it's kind of, you can understand, if you understand the two of them, why there's an effect there for sure. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Shipping, processing, return postage, extra. Auto ship and other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning, damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and a bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique. Keranique risk-free for a full 30 days. Keranique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial *646. Dial *646.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for a continuation of the conversation about what's hot in the News Talk Radio world. The research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find that at talkers.com. A complete list of all the stories and the people. And that is gleaned every week from their studying the News Talk Radio stations. There are 1,184 News Talk Radio stations in our country. Largest format, most popular, most listened to. A conversation about what the issues of the day are. And lots of conversation about a lot of different things. It doesn't have to be politics. It's just nice to have a place to vent. It is sometimes Vox Populi used to refer to the speaking of one's mind on a radio program. Also, in this day and age, I think Richie and Joe and Victoria, it's almost like the bottle, the neck of the bottle gets smaller and smaller. People feel more frustrated because they don't seem to be able to get through to the people who are the public counselors, if you will, legislators and bureaucrats and stuff. So this is the way of kind of taking the lid off the bottle, letting people go and express themselves. And thus the countdown with a review of the things that are important this week. Number two and number three kind of go together. Or, well, I don't know, the Russian investigation seems to have taken a turn. It looks to me like Mueller is, going to hit the road after $140 million worth of doing nothing. Am I reading into that or not? What do you think?
Well, I was just saying one in three, I think, are connected. You get North Korea and U.S.-China relations.
Yeah, they are.
Right. That's what I was thinking. I didn't mean to.
Right. That's okay.
Do you feel like Mueller proved or disproved anything? Is it valuable in that we don't have any charges related to collusion? But he did try other things that other people did, you know, tax evasion, stuff like that.
I think it's interesting that it's been going on for a year. And, you know, and I thought when it all started, everybody was breathless, like, oh, tick, tick, tick. You know, we've got Trump somehow, you know, in bed with Vlad Putin, and we're going to get him, and we got him, and it's just below the surface, and all we need to do is get a special counsel in there. And he's dead meat. Well, here it is. Well, not well over a year, but we passed the year mark, I think, last week. And there's not one conviction for treason. There's none of it. And I think it's getting a little weird now. It's
waste
like, okay,
of money. Waste of money and time. Victoria, you want to weigh in?
Well, I mean, I'm not for wasting money. We did this, you know, the Republicans did this to Clinton, and that was, what, $100 million to find out that he put up with his intern?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's the
same thing.
You know?
Same thing.
Right. Same thing. Big waste of money. All right, so China relations, Joe alluded to that as the number three item this week on the countdown, our relationship. The thing, my only comment about this is that we don't necessarily always, in the economic sense, economists will look at this relationship and say, wait a minute, this is mutually beneficial for all. Why is either side screwing with it? Why does Trump want to increase tariffs on Chinese products? Why do the Chinese want to screw us in any number of ways? When you consider that China would have no money if it wasn't for Americans buying their stuff, and we would have no money to run our government if we couldn't borrow back our money from the Chinese to run the government. So what are we screwing with each other for?
He doesn't. He doesn't. He's just trying to negotiate a better deal. And he started it with Canada this week as well. He's like, Canada's got an it's unfair, what they get versus what we get. It's unfair, and we're not going to have it anymore.
Well,
all he's doing, all of this, all North Korea, the Iran deal,
same thing.
Yeah, it's all the art of the deal.
EU, same thing.
That book,
NATO,
by the way, if those of you who don't remember Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, that's what reference
here. That he didn't even write, which...
who wrote it? Amarillo? Who wrote the book?
Omarosa?
She didn't write it. No.
So
you couldn't sit down long enough to write a book. Come on, we all can agree on that. You know,
here's
the attention span.
Rub on this in terms of the Canadian situation. As a family farmer and a dairy farmer, I know we're getting screwed 35 ways from Sunday by the dairy industry in Canada. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Residents along the northern Gulf Coast from New Orleans to the Florida Panhandle are under a tropical storm watch. Alberto, a subtropical storm, is churning north from just east of Cozumel, Mexico. Danielle Ellis is a reporter for WECP-TV in Panama City.
Daily conference calls between emergency operations, the National Weather Service, and the Hurricane Center will keep everyone alert if the storm develops. Governor Scott held a press conference letting the public know important information.
We've already moved some high water vehicles up to the panhandle from Fish and Wildlife. We're staying up with all the agencies to make sure everybody's prepared, to make sure that if we have this fair weather, that everybody's going to be taken care of.
The storm is expected to make landfall sometime on Memorial Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. The world of greatness here. The charts for the week of May 21st to the 25th, as reported by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Lots of innovative things going on there in the world of news talk, an incubator for ideas, a new host, that sort of thing. We are here in our full stead. It's Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, Joe Crummy, who produces Evil Thoughts, a daily podcast that you can find everywhere. If you jump on the back of a bus, you'll hear it on the loudspeaker in the bus. Richard McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Yeah, it's big
really
in bathrooms.
Really popular in bathrooms.
Yeah, very popular in bathrooms. Okay, so we've gone through, we've turned over a new leaf here. Richie got frustrated because I was spending too much time on the low end of the list. So we start at the top and work down. Number one, the North Korean summit cancellation. Number two, the investigation into Mr. Trump's relationship with whomever in Russia. Sounds like it ought to be an episode in The Americans, a TV show that actually is quite good. A lot of people don't see it because it's on FX. But it's an interesting story, actually. China relationship, number three. Number four, the nuclear deal in Iran. I think that deserves no time whatsoever. You guys can argue with me if you want. I think it's talking about that, and there's nothing new there. What's new?
It's not hot right now, so, I mean, it's... But it's
all right, so here's important. What is hot. Number five is the new American anthem, the anthem policy from Goodell, and the back talk about it, the NFL protest policy, and whether you're going to be allowed on the field. What happens if you do take a knee instead of stay off the field, if you don't want to stand for the anthem? Is this much to do about nothing, or is there something to this?
I think this is just appeasing Mike Pence and Trump, and that's it. This is Goodell's attempt to get some ratings back, and I don't think it's going to make a difference at all.
It's appeasing the consumer that was not watching
their
football
not many,
games.
There were not that many people boycotting the NFL.
Sure
they
it was.
Weren't. No, there really weren't. The ratings are down for a lot of different reasons, and it's not
Come
just
watch
because
my Facebook
of a boycott.
Feed. I'm sure mine's a little different than yours.
Well what I'm just saying say? That because so many
mine's
people
mine's like, you know what, I don't need to
now.
Watch
it's...
these overpaid sissies. If you want your platform, your soapbox, great. Do it when I'm not watching the TV on your own Twitter feed. When I tune in for a game, and this is what a lot of people thought, when I tune in for a game, I want to see the game. I don't want to see a political statement. I want to watch football.
Right, well, so people skip the beginning of the games and then still watch the games.
Award shows as well, the Oscars and the Grammys and all these other shows.
I haven't watched one of those in years.
I don't want to listen to you tell me about your political point of view. Shut up.
Yeah, but Rich, you wouldn't watch that anyway because most men don't. They're boring. The women watch them to see the fashion.
Yeah, I mean, I used to watch, but no.
I watch them because I want to see the stars. And feel like I'm interacting with them, but I don't
want to
listen to them.
I walked out of a Stevie Wonder concert last year at the Jazz Festival because I figured, okay, he's going to go on for this for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. After 11 minutes of him just sitting there just talking about Trump, I was like, all right, time for some jambalaya. Let's go.
Yep, see you later. That'd turn me off. Even if I didn't like Trump, it would turn me off. Not there for that. See you later.
Play the hit,
baby. What I don't understand is what people are saying, that, and I was just reading an editorial in the Washington Post about it this morning. They were, you know, all for taking a knee and all that stuff. But they were saying it's your First Amendment right, and I was thinking that's not your First Amendment right. You are an employee of a football team, and they could tell you to go out there in a tutu if that's what they want.
Yeah, but the thing is, there was no rule, though. They weren't violating any rule. There
right.
was
well,
no
Well, I get there that. Now. But now,
the
but
NBA
there is
had a
now.
Rule. Yeah,
right.
Well,
there is now, and it's not your First Amendment right. That is only a restriction on the United States government to tell you what you can say and what you can't say. The football teams have every right to make those decisions.
Yeah,
I don't think
you're
it's
working for
solve
them.
Much.
Sign the contract, right. Do what they tell you. Don't like it, get out. Yeah. See you later. Okay, number six. This gives people the willies when you get to the root of the Morgan Freeman allegations. He's 80
Morgan
years
Freeman.
Old and. He's chasing around these girls. Here's one of the eight women has charged him with being inappropriate, says he kept trying to lift up my skirt. Mm. So what's that going to do for his, is he done with his career anyway? I pretty much like him whatever he's in, usually. Yeah. Oh, he's the producer and the creator of Madam Secretary. That was his idea to do that show. And so he's all over that. I wonder if there's a problem there, you wonder. He said, I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent. Really? Why are you lifting up her skirt? What were you looking for?
Well, Victoria, I'll ask you. Is there a difference between a flirt and a felon? Like a Harvey Weinstein that's being accused of rape.
Course.
Somebody who just is flirtatious and maybe a little out of bounds?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, Rich and I were talking about the video footage of the reporter who covered all of Morgan Freeman's press junkets, and she knew him, she had a rapport with him, and she was certainly not saying, Mr. Freeman, this is inappropriate. She was egging him on, she was blushing, she was flirting back with him, she told him she was single, and then he said, oh, I'm single too, and it just, the age difference was creepy, but in that video footage that they're claiming is this, you know, smoking gun against him, I didn't see anything there, and I would be the first one to say, like, yeah, that guy's totally inappropriate,
yes, you would.
He's totally doing something wrong. Now, other stories of people who worked with Morgan Freeman for years, they all said that all the women in the office were uncomfortable when he came in. He would stare at the women. He got very close in their personal space. Now, all that stuff, I'm not okay with that. But is there something illegal about that? No. Yeah. It's inappropriate. But again, this is men using their power. They all were too afraid to say something because it's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, on the other side of the coin, time's up for Harvey. He's turning himself in to the police for his sex crimes, so we'll see him later.
He's going to be picking a dance partner later this week.
See you later, alligator. So number seven, the case against Sterling Brown, not the TV guy Sterling K. Brown, but the basketball player. This is very interesting. The police tased him.
Don't tase me, bro.
Say right. Yeah, right. Don't tase me. Where you got that audio, Richie, someplace still?
Don't tase me, bro. I think I do. Let me see.
Well, we had that. This was. This goes back. Heavens, how many years does that go back?
Oh my God, decades.
Five anyway. Now.
Right. Yeah. All right. Do you know the story behind the story with this, Joe?
I forgot. I remember the audio. Don't tase me.
Philadelphia.
Bro.
It was Philadelphia, wasn't it, Richie?
Cleveland, it looks like.
Was it
I remember the story.
I didn't do anything! Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! I didn't do anything! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Still funny.
What were the circumstances? I remember the story. I remember the audio, and I know it was a number of years ago already. What was the?
I confuse that one with that woman, the mother of one of the players, who said, "Don't mess with me." Do you remember that, Richie?
Yeah,
I used to play that audio too. I can't remember that.
In this Sterling Brown case, I don't understand
this
why.
This is damnable. This is outrageous.
I don't get why he was tased at all. The body cam footage shows he didn't do anything aggressive. He didn't resist arrest. He didn't do anything wrong. They wrote him a ticket because he double parked into a handicapped spot. That's what his crime was. So how do you end up getting tased for that?
Well, I think the cop, I haven't seen all the vid. I was just watching it this morning, but it was right out of the chute, though. The guy, I'm not sure. I think we have a problem on both ends on this one. The cop seemed to be very aggressive about it. I mean, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're in a
What's the problem on his end, other than the double park?
And then, who cares?
Right. What's the problem?
The night.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, you got nothing better to do? You two flat-footed morons driving around in a car, and you got nothing better to do
than chase this guy down?
No.
I get that. I mean, I'm saying that they're a little bit over the line there.
How do you get tased
while you're getting a parking ticket? That's all I want to know.
Yeah,
How does that happen?
How's it
I've only saw the first part of the video,
You could wonder about it. Because if there wasn't the video, you could speculate, the guy was wising off to them and yada yada. But the video
how do you figure that? He was because when the cop isn't cool either. I mean, why can't we have blame on both sides here? I don't understand.
Let
me explain it to you. I saw when the guy comes out, had it been me and I was parked in across two handicap things, and I would come out and the cop would go, what's going on? I go, what's up? You know exactly what's up. There's where he went off the rails immediately right there, because the guy is in the cop's face, not nastily, but he's going like, what? He knows exactly what he did. I wouldn't have done that. I'm not excusing the cop because he looked like he was very aggressive, but this guy had attitude right out of the chute.
But every single person, and I think, Doug, you'll agree with this, every single person in the history of automobiles while getting a parking ticket yells at the cop, why are you giving me a ticket? I just ran inside.
I got arrested for saying that to a cop.
Right. So how do you end up getting tased, though, when this is something that happens to everybody, not you. This guy's
Remember Richie when I went to jail for
every
that?
Every single person does that, and it doesn't result in getting tased. Yeah. So how did this guy end up getting tased?
Because the cop was being overly aggressive.
If
I were a cop, I would, and my brother is a cop, and asked for a chest camera. He says, I want everything on camera. I want you to see what they do to me, what they say to me, because if anything goes wrong, I don't want silent video. I don't want, you don't know. You just don't know.
Protect yourself.
By the way, the don't tase me, bro guy, he got tased because he kept interrupting Senator then John Kerry. And asking him about Yale Skull and Bone Society, and they asked him to leave, and he wouldn't. So then they take.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Well, what was the mother?
Who's the mother who was running around the? I'm sure it was a Philadelphia basketball player. Mother said, "Don't mess with me."
Yeah, don't
you remember
mess with that stuff. Yeah, I do.
Okay, enough of the moldy oldies. A couple of other items of interest, though, on the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top 10 items on the charts for this week, the last full week of May 2018 and Memorial Day weekend. At number 10, sports talk radio and discussions about what's going on with the major leagues in baseball, conference finals in the NBA, and that sort of thing, Stanley Cup conversation about hockey. Number 9, results of some of the primary races, surprises there in a couple of circumstances. Number 8, the requirement now that Facebook is going to have your Social Security number on hand if you do certain things in advertising. Police tasing the NBA player Sterling Brown, number 7. Morgan Freeman and the allegations against him, 6. The new NFL anthem protest policies, number 5. Continuing focus on the nuclear deal with the Iranians, number 4. Relations with China, number 3, the Russian investigation, number 2, and the North Korean summit canceled. That's number 1 this week on the countdown. 46 past the hour. Here's the deal of the weekend for the weekend only. That is from now until the end of the day, Memorial Day, Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, the number one best choice for weight loss because of what the main ingredient, the active ingredient is. Understanding your body is very important. Hopefully you've understood from the time you took 8th or 9th grade biology what collagen is, C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N. Collagen is where 20% of your body is made from or of. It's not a good sentence because it ends with a preposition, but your body is mostly collagen, and the way the collagen works to plump up your skin, also to support your bones, it's very important to your body. And when you get into your 20s, you start to decline. That's when you start gaining weight. And so adding collagen helps to stimulate your body's ability to function the way that it did when you were young and in great shape. And that's why this stuff is so fabulous. So for this weekend only at toploss.com, you get 6 bottles for the price of 3. How's that for a benefit? Right. 3 bottles is the normal deal, but now you get 6 for the price of 3. Get on the weight loss program that everybody is talking about, something that really works and is all natural. Calotren. Go to toploss.com. Use the promo code DJV and lose that weight. You can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-867-5677. But no matter how you get to them, get on this weight loss program and save now 50%. You get 6 bottles for the price of 3 at, you ready for this? You've gotten it all written down, right? You got it? Please go there. Help yourself at toploss.com, promo code DJV. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The people list, according to the research, these are the people who have been most discussed. I didn't say most disgusting. I said discussed most on news talk radio, issue-oriented, so-called political talk radio. LeBron James and how well he's doing playing for Cleveland. Number 9, Sterling Brown. Number 8, Nancy Pelosi. Morgan Freeman is in the number 7 spot. Mike Pompeo, number 6. Michael Cohen, number 5. Hillary Clinton, number 4. Robert Mueller is number 3. Kim Jong-un and the conversation around him, about him, with him, number 2. And then the number 1, you haven't heard this name in the top 10 so far, so you know it's got to be there. Donald J. Trump is the number 1 person And maybe you could put in brackets Sean Hannity, because he and Donald Trump appearing to become quite the bro relationship. All right, that's it. Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is Tech Talk time. So from 5 to number 1, Victoria will traverse this arena to talk about some of these stories this week. The top 5 items from technology, starting at number 5, which is, yet again, if you look through the top 5, there's always going to be room for a Facebook-type story. So now what's new this week from them?
Well, Facebook users in the United States who want to run certain ads on the platform will now need to hand over their last 4 digits of their social security number and a picture of a government-issued ID. This is the new requirements. This is how Facebook is going to attempt to combat the Russian interference or any foreign interference with political ads, especially on Facebook. And so now they need to prove, or you need to prove, that you are actually in the United States if you are buying an ad on Facebook with anything that is politically motivated. They have a whole bunch of categories now that are going to fall under this this new restriction. Anything that's a political campaign, any ad related to civil rights, immigration, guns, the economy, and other issues, abortion, terrorism, military stuff, things like that. Even education and health and guns, all of those categories, if you're going to put an ad that has anything to do with any of them, that's what you now need to do. Give hand over the last 4 digits of your social. They say after 6 weeks that the information that they collect on you will disappear or will be deleted. That probably is going to be the next scandal. That probably won't be deleted in 6 weeks. However, this is what Facebook says they now need to do to make sure no one, no foreign person is interfering.
Yes. Number 4, a drone. This is how we've sort of been in and out of the drone stories this year so far.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Transportation announced this week that 10 state and local governments have been selected to test advanced drone applications as part of a program to ease them into the American skies. Currently, there really isn't anyone in charge of where drone airspace is. It's not. It doesn't have a high enough altitude for the FAA to take over, so state and local governments are kind of left figuring out how to handle this. And so the cities that were selected San Diego, Reno, Nevada, Bismarck, North Dakota, Memphis, Tennessee, Durant, Oklahoma, Herndon, Virginia, Topeka, Kansas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Fort Myers, Florida, and Fairbanks, Alaska. You may start seeing drones flying not that far above head at night, and some of the drones will actually have a real purpose. They, in Reno, drones will deliver life-saving equipment along with the 911 system. In Fort Myers, Florida, drones will be used to survey the mosquito population, which can actually be very helpful. And the department believes that once they get this program up and running, it could bring $82 billion in economic benefits and create 100,000 jobs.
And there's no FAA involvement because they fly too low, right?
Figuring it out. I think eventually the FAA will have involvement with this, especially as soon as a drone crashes into something, then we know there's going to be issues there. But
lovely.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, moving on. The top five items in the world of technology. Focus now on the number three item.
This is a big plea from the state of California and from New York City as well. Any other, and I'm sure this is happening around the country, but these are the two big stories this week. In terms of people throwing out their old electronic devices that contain lithium-ion batteries. Now, these are the batteries that typically power cell phones, laptops, rechargeable power tools, things like that. Do not throw them away in the regular garbage. What's happening is they're exploding in waste facilities. 65% of waste facility fires in California began last year with lithium-ion batteries. So if you are, and this actually, when two garbage men in Queens, New York, they compressed the garbage truck and people had thrown lithium-ion batteries in there and it exploded and injured two garbage men. So this is really not something to be taken lightly. You can properly, across the country, at a Home Depot store, Lowe's, and Best Buy, you can properly recycle all of these devices. So take them there. Don't just throw them out in regular garbage because it really could hurt someone. We had in New York, we had the Long Island Railroad was put out of business for 4 days because of track fires related to this.
Number two, dangerous.
Danger, yes. If you have a Fitbit, you may want to return it or stop wearing it. Several people are reporting now that their Fitbit has shocked them. One man got an electric shock that left a big burn mark on his wrist, and there are a lot of other similar stories. Fitbit says that if you have any problems with your device, call them, alert them immediately, and let them know what's going on so they can give you a brand new one. But it can lead, and if you have a pacemaker, do not wear a Fitbit. That's another big
one. All right. Number one has to do with a new rule for the president on Twitter.
Yes, a federal judge in New York ruled this week that President Trump is in violation of the Constitution when he blocks users on Twitter. It's a victory for the First Amendment advocates and for people like Chrissy Teigen who have been blocked by him.
Oh, my God, no. Say it isn't so.
Lots of celebrities were blocked.
Right, exactly. All right. So that's it. The news from the world of technology here. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.